This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. I really, really appreciate it. And as always, you know, when you listen to this program, just know that you are joined by thousands and thousands of others who are interested in the same information. You are absolutely not alone. You're in really good company. In fact, right here in the Kansas City area, there are over 370,000 family and friend caregivers caring for over 400,000 elderly individuals who need care, love, and support. And this is why I created Senior Care Live, to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We have just many, many listeners who say that Senior Care Live is what they term appointment radio, and they listen to each and every episode. And look, I am so humbled. I'm so honored by that. Thank you very much for tuning in each and every week. I am very, very flattered by that and really appreciate it. And you know what? You may be on the opposite end of that. You may be a brand new listener, brand new to the program. I would say listen 3 or 4 times in a row to get a good feel for the program. And then you too may become a weekly listener and call Senior Care Live appointment radio. Whether you're listening to us on the radio, you're streaming us online, or maybe listening to the podcast after the fact, again, thank you for being here today. You can reach us on our toll-free number at any time. Write it down here. It's a great number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, did I sound like Trump, Mark? I said this is a great number. I don't do a very good impression of you, but it is a great number. 1-800-331-6445. It is a great website. All kidding aside, Senior Care Live, LIVE, Senior Care Live. com. Be sure to go there and check that out. You could also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, etc., and get connected socially. All right. So on today's program, I'm going to cover several items. But first and foremost, I want to recognize that April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. And Parkinson's, if you know anyone who is suffering from or had Parkinson's, this is bad stuff. And so as many as 1 million Americans live with Parkinson's disease. That is more than the combined number of people diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, say that 5 times fast, muscular dystrophy, and Lou Gehrig's disease. So it affects so many people. Approximately 60,000 Americans are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each and every year. And this number does not reflect the thousands and thousands of cases that go undetected or maybe unreported. There are more than 10 million people worldwide who are currently living with Parkinson's disease. Wow, I mean, that's a huge number. The incidence of Parkinson's increases with age, as a lot of these diseases do, but an estimated 4% of people with Parkinson's disease are diagnosed before the age of 50. So just like, you know, we talk about Alzheimer's quite a bit on this program, you can have early onset Alzheimer's. Well, you could also have early onset Parkinson's disease. So God forbid, but this is it's just not for an older person. You can be younger and get it as well. This is bad for us guys. Men are 1.5 times more likely to have Parkinson's than women. So, not sure why that is, but it is. It's a fact. And then, you know, Michael J. Fox, an excellent actor, and he's very well known now, probably more well known for being an advocate, for Parkinson's disease and research and study and the search for the cure. Probably the most famous person to have Parkinson's. And he's just done a tremendous amount of good in raising awareness for this terrible, debilitating disease. And he says that hope is the same thing as informed optimism. Hope is informed optimism. If you want to check out his website, it's really good. It's at michaeljfox.org. michaeljfox.org. And then here in the Kansas City area, the Parkinson's Foundation office that supports our region is right here in Kansas City. Let me give you the information here. It's at 8900 State Line Road. That's on the Kansas side of State Line Road. So it's in Leawood, 8900 Leawood, Suite 320. Here's the phone number for the local Parkinson's Foundation office in Kansas City. It's 913-341-8828. 913-341-8828. And then I've got the website here. It's called Parkinson, not with an S, ParkinsonHeartland.org. ParkinsonHeartland.org. All right, so just wanted to do my part, again, in raising awareness of Parkinson's disease. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. There are lots and lots of activities and fundraisers and go have an adult beverage, and all the proceeds are donated, et cetera, et cetera. So just check out ParkinsonHeartland.org for all of the activities throughout the remainder of this month. And frankly, these things go on throughout the entire year. All right, then we'll shift gears here, and I mentioned it early on, but at National Healthcare Decision Day, it's usually on April the 15th. I was speaking with the good folks from Crossroads Hospice early this month. I think it was on the first of the month, actually. And they're doing awareness programs throughout the entire month, National Healthcare Decision Day, and basically it's all about raising awareness of the importance of having a healthcare advanced directive. So what is that? Well, that's making your wishes known or authorizing and authorizing someone else to speak with you for you on your behalf if you're not able. So, first of all, part of that is having a living will. And, you can go to the Center for Practical Bioethics, and they have an excellent, excellent resource there. You can download free of charge, but you can fill out a living will. And what this is doing is, while you are able and fully present and able to make decisions on your own, you're stating your wishes in writing. So, I want it, and you can be very specific. So in this circumstance, do this. In this circumstance, don't do this or do this. So, you know, I want heroic measures taken. I do not want heroic measures taken. You know, I want, mechanical ventilation. I don't want that. You state your wishes in advance, and it is in writing. That's a living will. And then your healthcare power of attorney. This is critically important, and this authorizes someone else to speak for you and to speak for you on your behalf, if you cannot speak for yourself. So, you know, God forbid if you have a stroke or some other unexpected health situation that may render you incapable of stating your wishes, well, you have authorized someone else to speak for you on your behalf. And be careful with that. You are literally putting your life in someone else's hands. So be careful, because you're authorizing this person to, you know, just to go back to that early example, you know, to extend or to use mechanical ventilation or not use mechanical ventilation, or keep you alive with a feeding tube or IVs, et cetera, et cetera. And so, or not do that. Okay. So you're trusting someone. You're literally putting your life in their hands. So these two things together is an advanced directive. Very, very important. And while you're at it, do yourself a gigantic favor while you're getting these legal documents in place. You also need to have a financial power of attorney document in place. Okay. And so the healthcare power of attorney authorizes someone else to make healthcare decisions on your behalf. The financial power of attorney authorizes someone else to conduct financial transactions for you and on your behalf. All right, so critically important, and I would just, while you're doing your advanced directive with your living will and your healthcare power of attorney, just knock out a good durable financial power of attorney, and you will sleep better at night. Trust me, I've seen the disasters, the horror stories when people did not have some of these documents in place. It is ugly. Just get that done. And then the next step on top of all that would be either having a simple will, or better yet, a trust. And what these two things do is state how to distribute your assets upon your death. And don't make the mistake the power of attorney, I can just make decisions even after that person dies. Well, that doesn't work that way. Your power of attorney expires when the person expires. So be sure to get all of your legal ducks in a row, so to speak. And so hopefully that's helped raise awareness of National Healthcare Decisions Day. All right, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, your house is considered an exempt asset. So when qualifying for Medicaid, your house is considered an exempt asset. Is this statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. You'll talk to a real live person, so you can literally call 24 hours a day. We do answer our phones, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, this program streams live to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the Listen Live button. You cannot miss it, kind of in the upper left-hand corner. Click on that. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It is really and truly that easy to do. And we have several hundred people every month out of the listening area, all around the country, actually, streaming this. So it's starting to grow nationally, which is really cool. All right, let's get back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, your house is considered an exempt asset. Is this statement A, true, or B, false? And the answer is A, true. Your house is considered an exempt asset. And again, I talk about Medicaid a fair amount on this program because so many people need it or will need it in the future. And it's so stinking complicated. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, as always, I always recommend contact an experienced and qualified elder law attorney for help and guidance. They are worth every single penny that you will pay them. And make sure you don't leave any money on the table. And don't let someone at one of these facilities say, well, you have to sign the house over to us to qualify for Medicaid. No, you don't. That is an exempt asset, and they don't want your house. That person just doesn't know what they're talking about. So there you go. All right. So in the second segment, I've had a lot of people ask me about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and they're like, now, what is it again that you do? I mean, I think I kind of have a feel for that, but what exactly do you offer? And so let me answer that question. We offer a highly specialized, completely customized to each family that we work with, each individual that we work with, niche type of a service. Okay. It's very simple. We help families and individuals find the right senior care facility for their needs. We help you find the right fit, the best one for your exact unique needs. And that can be independent living, but most of our work with families would be at the level of the assisted living care communities, the nursing homes, or Alzheimer's dementia, or what I just generally term as memory care. And then I'm getting more and more phone calls from couples who are wanting to sell their home and downsize and then move into one of these all of the above communities, normally referred to as a continuing care retirement community. So the concept there is you sell your home and you're downsizing to a nice apartment. It could also be a villa, freestanding, or maybe a duplex or fourplex. More often than not, it's a really nice apartment. You are on your own, but you're not alone. And then the concept there is to age in place. So if you need a little more help later on down the road, you can just transition to the assisted living portion of the community. If you need more help than that, you can transition to the nursing home portion of the community or the memory care area and not have to change your address. So that's we're doing more and more work working with more and more couples needing that. But if you're looking for an assisted living community, a nursing home, Alzheimer's dementia care, or continuing care retirement community, we help you get through that process very, very quickly. We make a complex, overwhelming process very simple, and we help you get it right, one and done. You will choose the right fit, the best fit for your needs. So our process is just very thorough, very straightforward. Okay, then no games here, no salesmanship, no nothing. It's just education, consulting. We're taking you through a very steep learning curve very quickly. But the first step is that we would develop together with you what I call a care profile. And that's a detailed description of exactly what you need. It's really a mini geriatric care assessment. So we determine the level of care that you'll need, the type of care that you'll need, the payment method, and I don't want to gloss over that. That's a huge part of this equation. It's all very expensive. You know, what happens if there's a chance that you should outlive your assets? What is affordable? What is not? So the payment method is the third piece of that care profile. Location is always important, or just almost always important. And then any personal preferences and needs that you may have. One of my clients is a strict vegan. In very, very narrow dietary restrictions. I've had several clients saying, you know, my parent has played piano for the last, 40, 50, 60 years. It would be great if there was a piano available where they would be able to play the piano. And it just really fills them up. It's part of their DNA. It would make their soul happy. And so guess what? You know, we need to make sure that we can address that. So, with that care profile as our starting point, as our base, then we research the entire marketplace and identify the top care communities that would meet your exact needs. Okay, so it's just very simple. We determine exactly what you need, we research the market, and we identify our top prospects, our top candidates, the top places that best fit your needs. And then that's not where we stop. That's just really where we're getting started here. The next step is we actually accompany you on facility tours. We go along with you and we conduct what I call a performance audit. So what that means is we ask a lot of questions that frankly most people would never ever know to ask, or maybe they would feel uncomfortable asking some of these questions. So it is not an adversarial approach by any means. We're just asking great questions. I think this is information that everyone should thoroughly know about and understand before making one of the biggest decisions that you'll ever make in your lifetime. Okay, this whole process takes about 5 hours. Okay, so we're in our first place about 9 a.m. We're typically done, depending on our driving time, 1:30 in the afternoon. A lot of my clients have missed too much work. They actually go back to work and only miss like a half a day. So it's just a tremendous time saver. Many people are spending 50 to 100 hours running around looking at all these places. My clients get through this in about a half a day, about 5 hours. Okay, so big time time savings. But then the primary deliverable is the information, and we deliver to you a summary report with all the questions asked, all the information discovered, exact staffing ratios, what the state found in their most recent surprise health inspection. And so there's a wealth of information in the summary report. And at the end of this process, you can blend that subjective, that gut reaction. You have to pay attention to it. How did you feel about this? Did you feel welcome? Do you feel like you can trust these people to provide care and do a good job? Well, that's important, but now you can blend that with objective, data-driven information, all in an effort to make the best decision you can make. If this is ringing true with you, if this is resonating with you, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll have a whole lot more right after the break. Hang on, do not change that dial. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can always listen to the program again, or if you miss a program, you can go back and hear it after the fact. Just give us till about the middle part of the following week, and it should be up on the website, seniorcarelive.com. But just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and then you can go back and search by date, by subject matter. Just click on the little button, and it'll start playing for you, and you can hear it after the fact, and boom, you are in, and it really is that simple. And again, several hundred people every month listen after the fact to the podcast. So pretty cool. All right. So before the break, I was talking about Senior Care Consulting and the awesome services that we offer. And it is very, very specific. So if home is no longer an option and you need to move, make the move, take that next step and move to a facility or a community where they're going to provide care, whether that's assisted living, the nursing home, Alzheimer's dementia care, or all of the above in a continuing care retirement community, that's the narrow world that we live. We are just highly, highly specialized in this niche area. There is nothing like the placement services at Senior Care Consulting, period. So And I'm just really proud of it. Again, 913-945-2800 is our phone number. If you need help with that, give us a call. We do offer a free consultation. But let me just talk briefly about our business model before we move on here, because I get a lot of questions about this. So how does this work? And here's what I think is the right thing. And this is how we work. Our business model is a flat fee for service model. So it's a fee for service. There are different levels of engagement. And the reason that we do this, we don't receive a single penny from any care provider. In my opinion, to receive a kickback from a care community, that's just that's a terrible, terrible conflict of interest. And all of our clients agree. They're like, "Great, that's what I wanted to hear. I don't want you having having any monetary connection with any of these places." And so here's how to look at it. We work for you. We work for you. We represent you. We work for you and your family's best interest. And so our clients retain us just like they would retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. So our clients retain us to help them through the process of finding the right care community for their loved one. It's just very, very simple, very, very cut and dry. But you need to know about a serious issue in the marketplace.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Be very, very careful when considering a free referral service. That's right. That kind of sounds like what Senior Care Consulting does. But they could not be, nothing could be further from the truth. They're completely different. It's not even close. So just be very aware that the free referral services, they are not free at all. Do you think these folks, do you think they're volunteering just out of the goodness of their heart? Or do you think they're getting paid by someone? Well, if they're not getting paid by you, then guess where the money's coming from? That's right. You guessed it. They're paid huge money, and I mean big time bucks, huge money, by the facilities that they partner with. They go out and they cut contracts with a very limited number of providers in our area. And then these providers pay them giant kickbacks to convince you to choose them. It's a big sales effort is all it is. And I'll tell you what, whose best interest is that in? Well, it's not in yours, okay? Well, let's just be clear about that, okay? It's not objective. I'm gonna demonstrate this to you in a minute. And it does not include evaluating the entire marketplace. The only places that you will ever hear about with the free referral service is the very short list of places who are willing to pay them huge money to convince you to choose them, to get you in the door. So here's how it works. Once you contact them, either online or over the phone, here's what you can expect. They basically gather all of your personal information, and then they blast your personal information electronically out to their list of, say, 15 or 20 care facilities that they, again, contract with and partner with. They call these places their partners. Okay, so clearly that's their client. That's who they work for. That's who they represent. So then guess what happens? All these aggressive salespeople get this bling bling, get this little email, this little jingle in their box, and they see a new referral. So then guess what happens? It's a race to see who can get to you first. And I am not kidding. Some of these free referral services actually have training suggestions, and they actually say the quickest to respond close 20% more sales than those who delay. So it is absolutely a race to see who can get to you first. Your phone, and look, don't take my word for it. I've been told this by a large number of people who have actually called one of these places before getting fed up with it and then calling Senior Care Consulting wanting it done right. But they said, hey, my phone exploded and I had all of these really aggressive salespeople trying to get me to come in, and some of them will even show up on your doorstep, if you can believe that or not. Right. If you don't answer, they will call you back. They will basically, it's been described to me as being practically harassed over the phone. And after the 10th or 12th call, I've had people hang up saying, do not ever call me again. And you guys are driving me crazy. And they're really, really upset. I don't even know how this business model works. Okay. But evidently it still is. I don't think it can work long term, but this is exactly what happens. And then once you choose one of their facilities, they're paid somewhere around 80% to upwards of 150% of the first month's rent. This could mean up to, upwards of $10,000 kickback to get you in the door. So here's a question. What if the best place for your mom or the best place for your dad is not on their list? Do you think they're going to tell you about it? The answer is no, you will not hear about it, because guess what? They're not paid to tell you about some of these other places that are not willing to pay to play. They are only going to tell you about places on their list that they have agreements with their partners. And also, by the way, if you don't have enough money to please them or to fit, you know, some type of formula that they have, they will get rid of you very quickly. I had a lady tell me that they called this one place that promises to help you find a place for your parents. She said they cut right to the chase very abruptly. How much money does your mom have? And she said, well, mother has, you know, very limited means. In fact, my husband and I, you know, we have to kick in a little bit every month to make it all work out. And she said this lady could not get off the phone fast enough. She practically hung up on her. She barked out the Medicare.gov website, which, by the way, she said was no help at all. And she said she practically hung up on me. She said, Steve, I'm so glad that you're willing, with Senior Care Consulting, you're willing to work with families, even if they don't have a lot of money, they may have limited means. And so that's another thing that you can expect with some of these free referral services. I also had a conversation with a provider out in another state nearby here, and the owner said that one of these free referral services called him up, said, hey, you want to be on our list, and this is what it'll cost you. And they're like, okay, sure, we'll see what happens. And so when you see some of these commercials that says, well, they've obviously done their homework, well, guess what? In this particular place, they said they didn't even come by and introduce themselves. They don't even know what my place looks like. So obviously they haven't done all of their homework for all of their places. If you're willing to pay, then they're willing to play. It's unbelievable. So look, here's the bottom line. When you contact a free referral service, okay, be very aware of what you're really getting when you call a free referral service.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Oh my goodness. I could tell stories for days. I'm not going to, but you know, I receive calls all the time saying that a free referral service recommended, you know, a particular facility. It might be all private pay. And they said in 6 months later, you know, their parent had run out of money and so they got kicked out of the place. So in this particular case, they didn't even do any financial qualification to find out, you know, what happens if you outlive your money. They're just in it for the sale. That's not in your best interest. That is in their best interest. And after the break, I'm going to tell you more about how we work at Senior Care Consulting. And I'm going to give you kind of a compare and contrast. Okay, and I'm going to show you exactly how we work with Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. I think you're going to be impressed. We could not operate more differently, and I'm very proud of that. 913-945-2800. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. All right, so you heard about how these free referral services work. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. It blows my mind how these places are still in business. Totally blows my mind. I'll tell you what, though. They are incredible marketers and salespeople. On one particular company, you would think that the people running this particular company would have some kind of background in senior-related healthcare, but no, they don't. Their background is in internet marketing. Internet marketing executives run one of these companies. That tells you all you need to know. That tells me all I need to know. All right. It's just pure sales and marketing. All right. By incredible stark contrast, here's how senior care consulting works. We have a phone conversation about your situation and get to know you a little bit over the phone, just briefly. But this is a really, really personal service that we offer. So we don't do business over the phone. We want to meet you in person, and we want to get to know you, and we want to share our story with you and let you know how all of this even started way back in 2001 when I helped my own grandparents through the transition from their home to a senior care community. And I wanted to help other people and other families through that very difficult process. That's how it all started, very organically. And frankly, through a lot of prayer. But it's an incredible service. But I want to meet with you personally. So we offer a free consultation to discuss your situation. Where have you been? Where are you currently? And then where are we headed? And then, you know, we want to get to know you. We want you to meet us. We're going to ask a lot of critical questions that'll help us determine the level of care, the type of care needed. Then we have a thorough discussion on the financial aspects of care. This is, again, a huge part of the equation, very, very important. And then once we understand exactly what's involved, then at that time, during our free consultation, we will provide you a flat fee for service quote at the three different levels of engagement that we offer. Okay, from minimally engaged to way over the top, fully engaged, and then somewhere in the middle of that. Okay? And it's very, very simple. We're not here to sell you anything. We're here to let you know how we can help you and how we do it and what the flat fee for service is. And again, we're really taking a very consultative or an educational approach. At that point, it's totally up to you whether you want to move forward, whether you need to speak with your family, whether you want to think about it. No, I don't want to move forward. It's totally up to you. We're not going to sit there and quote unquote try to overcome the objections and try to do trial closes on you, all these closing techniques. We don't do that. We find out your situation, what is needed. We have a great conversation. There's a lot of education that happens. We provide you with a flat fee for service quote at the three different levels of engagement or the applicable levels of engagement. And then it is what it is. That's it. And then you can decide whether you'd like to go forward or not. Most of our clients say, wow, that looks fantastic. Let's take the next step. Let's get started. But you don't have to is the point. Okay. But guess what? All of our clients say that this is the best money they've ever spent. It's just such an incredible service. Also, if you're in a spend down situation, our fee for service qualifies as an allowable expense for that spend down, for spend down purposes. And a lot of our clients are on a spend down, situation. And so that fee comes right out of their spend down. And, it's just very, very convenient. Works real, real well. So, I thought this would be kind of fun to cover. You know, who are senior care consulting clients? And I've had some people say, well, you know, if someone has a lot of money, I mean, that would be a good senior care consulting client. Well, some of our clients are well off financially. Most are not, actually. Most are, you know, middle income, kind of an average financial position. Some of them are on a spend down and they're close to outliving their assets and they're going to need Medicaid pretty soon. And everywhere in between. So there is no stereotype. We have worked with teachers and police officers, all kinds of other professionals. We've worked with carpenters and plumbers, and retirees, homemakers, software engineers. Just recently worked with a pharmacist. He's such a good guy. We've worked with salespeople, with IT people, realtors, white collar, blue collar, employed, retired. We work with all people in all situations. Here's some other examples of kind of some situations that that our clients are coming to us from. So a stressed out family member who can no longer care for their aging parent. And I'm working with several folks right now. They're like, you know, we just can't do it any longer. And we need help. A weak, and tired spouse who's been providing care for the love of his life for the past several years. And now he's in his 80s as well. He can no longer keep up with the demands of providing care. He says, Steve, I need help. I hate to say that. And the men out there, we're Superman. We don't like to admit that we need help, but he recognized he needs help because now his health is now suffering as well. And he has to stay strong and remain healthy so he can be there for his wife. Some of our clients, their family members who are very concerned about the safety of their parent who is living alone in their own home. And they have cameras up in the house. They're concerned that their mom might wander away from the house because she has Alzheimer's and she's kind of starting to wander just a little bit. They're very concerned about that. Well, we have a lot of people calling us from that situation. Some of our clients are family members who are concerned that their elderly parent is not eating properly and may not be taking their medications on time. And one of my clients said, yep, dad eats a whole package of Oreos every day. That's what he eats. I'm like, oh my goodness. And they're like, yeah, I know, you know, or dad's not taking his meds. We have a pill box, but that's not working out either. And he's starting to fall. And we just have some concerns. Family members realizing that the facility they chose is just not the right fit and they want to explore their options and consider moving their family to another place. Family members who have spent hours and hours, days and weeks and months, maybe even years looking at a long list of facilities only to find themselves continuing to miss more work and further away from making a decision. And then the husband and wife couple who are wanting to sell their home and downsize and move to a continuing care retirement community. If this describes you and you're interested in our services, we do offer a free consultation. 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Wow, that was a quick hour. I can't believe it's already over. Of course, we'll see you next week. But for everyone listening, thank you for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.